Hello everyone, my name is Pamela Becker and I'd like to welcome you to Matomi Media Group's 2017 annual results call. We published our annual results for 2017 this Thursday morning, and they can be found on our investor relations website at investors.matomi.com. On the call today are Liam Gallien, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Karen Farage-Krieger, Chief Financial Officer. The first part of today's call will be in listen-only mode. CEO Liam Gallien will give prepared remarks about the results, and then we will open the call up to questions. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Please note that certain statements made during this call may pertain to forward-looking information. Although Matomi believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, we can give no assurance that these expectations will be fulfilled. Because these statements contain risks and uncertainties, actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied by these forward-looking statements. We undertake no obligation to update any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additionally, this call will include non-GAAP financial measurements. The definition of and a reconciliation of such measures can be found in our results release. With that, I will pass the call over to President and Chief Executive Officer Liam Gallien for his opening comments.
Thank you, Pamela, and good day, everyone. As Pamela mentioned, my name is Liam Gallien, and I joined Matomi as the President and CEO in January. I'm pleased to present the results for 2017, although they reflect a period before I was in the company. These results already reflect the new strategic focus implemented during the year. The management team and I have been formulating the strategy for coming years with an even tighter focus on core activities, which I will discuss later in the conversation. After all, 2017 was a year of transition for Matomi. The company's new strategic focus on core activities, which was announced in May, has already led to the significant reduction of operational costs and the sale of non-core activities, performance from Matomi and the mobile advertising agency MTMY. The company is already seeing an improvement in its financial results, as we will discuss today, validating this strategic decision-making. The core activities at Matomi today are domain monetization and programmatic mobile in-app advertising. Matomi's Team Internet remains a global market leader in the domain monetization space with one of the largest portfolios of domains in the world. Team Internet's proprietary ad delivery engine serves semantically relevant ads to approximately 2 billion monthly visitors across about 145 million websites, generating more than 100 million paid clicks per month. Revenue from our domain monetization activity increased by $42.1 million, or 66%, to $105.4 million in 2017, compared to $63.3 million in 2016. Team Internet's consistent growth over the years is mainly attributable to its advanced and ever-improving technology, which yields enhanced performance in comparison to peers and has led to increased recruitment of new clients and higher market share. Mobile advertising spends is rising along with consumer usage of mobile apps, particularly in the United States, a key market for Matomi. U.S. mobile ad spending is expected to reach $93 billion in 2020, and the average time American adults spend on their mobile phones has been climbing each year, and 85% of that time is spent in apps, according to eMarketer Research. These trends indicate strong long-term potential for programmatic in-app advertising, and Matomi's MobFox is well positioned among the leading tier of in-app advertising technology providers. Nevertheless, we recognize that our industry evolves quickly and we must pay vigilant attention to new trends in the market. MobFox mobile in-app activity includes programmatic platforms for the selling and buying of advertising media, as well as data management platform and advertising exchange. MobFox revenues increased by $8.5 million or 20% to $50.6 million in 2017 from $42.1 million in 2016. This rise in profit was driven by strong growth in the recruitment and retention of new media sources and buyers with low churn rate, as well as improvements to MobFox auction mechanism and introduction of new platform features that raised competitive advantage. For example, MobFox leverages anonymized user data for improved audience targeting. This enriches the advertising ROI for demand partners and improves monetization for supply partners, which in turn enhances the revenue stream. We also saw compelling growth in the in-app video activity, the fastest growing advertising format on the MobFox platform. As part of MobFox's enhanced business offering, MobFox decided to turn away partners with lower quality traffic. So in fact, this increase is even more significant and is based on more sustainable revenues. We will now provide some additional details about the financial results for 2017. During 2017, revenues of the core activities increased by $50.6 million or 48% to $156 million compared to $105.4 million in 2016 and provide the best indication of Motomi's continued growth. Adjusted EBITDA for the group increased by 16% to $20.7 million compared to $17.7 million in 2016. As noted, Motomi sold its non-core performance and MTMY activities in mid-2017, and excluding these exited activities, on a pro forma basis, the company's adjusted EBITDA rose 30%, resulting in a higher level of cash generation. 2017 also demonstrated significant drops in cost of revenue and operating expenses. Cost of revenue for the group decreased by $28.3 million or 12.9% to $191.4 million in 2017 from $219.7 million in 2016. Operating expenses decreased by $7.9 million or 13.5% to $50.7 million compared to $58.6 million in 2016. The drop in expenses is part follows reduction in manpower in 2017. Motomi continues to see the strongest growth in the US, which is Motomi's largest market. Revenues generated in the US market increased by $35.5 million or 47.7% to $110 million in 2017 from $74.5 million in 2016 due to continued growth focused particularly in the mobile and programmatic based activities which are centered on the US market. Finally, I wish to discuss our outlook for 2018. Motomi's core activities of programmatic mobile advertising and domain monetization grew nicely in 2017. The company is poised to enjoy the full effect of our new focus in the year ahead. The board and management are confident that the core activities will continue to grow and raise revenues through 2018 and beyond. With that, Carrie and I will be happy to take your questions. I see that there are no more questions. Thank you everyone for participating. We appreciate your interest in Motomi. See you next time.